We speak this morning with Caroline Garcia, a performance artist. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Aside from being a performer artist, tell us more about yourself.
So I do a lot of solo performances. So I studied art at UTS in Sydney. And then from there, I also studied a Bachelor of Arts in International Studies. But mostly, a lot of my art comes from dancing as well. So I teach dance classes in Surrey Hills, and I also do other performances, but mostly my practice is focused on making artworks, performance art, but I also use video in my performances and in my art practice.
Who inspired you to become a performer, or who inspired you to do this kind of artistry?
I have always liked a lot of pop culture. I grew up listening to like R&B, and so even people like, you know, like Janet Jackson, I always watched the film clips, and she had amazing video clips but also really great choreography, and she did really great performances. So I always grew up, I guess music has been a big part of me, making art. Yeah, and then from that I just also had a background in photography. So I went and lived in San Francisco back in 2012, and when I came back from that, dancing and photography had always been separate practices. And then I thought, oh, what happens if I put them together? And the outcome of that was to do performance art and make video works. But I'm always super inspired by other artists, particularly like artists of color who deal with the politics of cultural representation. There are artists like even an Australian one called Tracy Moffat. She's inspired me a lot in my art making, but also artists like Coco Fusco. She's a Cuban-American artist and who is from New York. So a lot of that has come through in my practice, I think.
But anyone from your mom and dad are into dancing?
My mom always has liked dancing, but she never really took it up. But she, every single time I hear like disco music, that always reminds me of my mom and being at fiestas, and she'd always start the dance floor and be doing the grapevine and stuff. But otherwise, I think a lot, like my grandma was very into kind of crafts and like cooking. And I feel like that will always come through if I make like a sculpture or something, which I'm kind of working on at the moment for a solo show later this year. But yeah, I guess like, I don't know, I guess a lot of Filipinos really love karaoke as well, which I've put into an artwork before that I performed in Perth in Western Australia at the State Gallery there. Yeah, I mean, being Filipino does have to come through a lot in whatever artworks I make. So yeah, it's really quite exciting to start dealing with being first generation Filipino in Australia.
I've seen your biography online, and you've done lots of solo exhibitions and also visual shows. And one recent was the Tropical Hypeism.
Yes.
Were an intersectional approach to contemporary dance, which is twerking.
Yes.
Yeah. It's quite interesting. How did you collaborate it with sort of art form?
Yes, because so I had been dancing probably since I was like a teenager, but that was mostly like kind of like hip hop, funk dancing. And then when I, after I finished school, I guess a lot of the music that I like dictates what kind of dance styles I am interested in learning and performing. And so a lot of what came up for me after finishing school was reggae music. And I first listened to reggae and I was thinking, oh, how do I dance to this? And then I found some classes in Sydney that looked at reggae, but in terms of it being Jamaican dancehall, which is a dance style. And then twerking comes in a lot in this dance style. So I've been practicing that for about 10 years, and I also teach dance classes at Dance Central in Surrey Hills on Monday night. And so I look at like the history, I kind of contextualize twerking a little bit in terms of putting it within Jamaican culture, and then from that also throughout like Latin America through reggaeton music. So yeah, so the show that I made, I put a fair bit of twerking comes out a lot in my movement practice. So whenever I use dancing and then I put it in an artwork, a lot of the time the dance movements will be twerking.
So before Miley Cyrus, it's Caroline Garcia.
Of course. I think that, yeah, it has existed for so long. It has a lot of roots in African dance as well. And, you know, it's been around for a long time, but it just hasn't been in mainstream. But even in 90s hip hop, you know, people were twerking in video clips, but also putting it into like rap songs. I know like Missy Elliott's done it and Beyonce. So that was all before Miley. Mm-hmm. But I guess she just had more of a mainstream platform, and then now everyone connects twerking with Miley. But she doesn't even do it well, so I don't really count it as anything.
Aside from your solo exhibitions and your performances, you also mm-hmm. collaborate with other artists, which this weekend, as part of the Vivid Festival, Marrickville Factory Theatre will again be transformed into a fabulous day and night carnival through the Hips Gay, the Festival of Queer Delights. What mm-hmm. are you going to be doing in this event?
In this event, I'm just doing a dance performance. So it is actually a Janet Jackson medley. And so I have cut a lot of her music into a 7-minute performance. And I'm actually going to be performing this with two other Filipinas. So yeah, it's just more like a fun routine. It doesn't really deal with anything too conceptual, but rather just like a really fun performance. But also kind of looks at how Filipinos really relate to pop culture, especially American pop culture, and how much that influences a lot of our like tastes. So for this one, I've decided to pick Janet Jackson. And I do remember seeing a clip of Janet performing in the Philippines, and you know, there were like fans in the audience and they were crying, and so I just thought that was kind of the inspiration for making this short dance.
Yeah, and I think this week or this June is very busy for you, because aside from the Vivid Festival, you are also part of the Sydney Film Festival.
Yeah.
What's happening?
So the Sydney Film Festival opens this Thursday, and so the festival is just showcases a lot of films. There are actually a couple of Filipino films, I think, in it. But one of my videos will be playing. There's the Festival Hub. So this is part of the film festival, but it's kind of more a space in the town hall where you can go and, you know, have a drink or meet your friends before you go and see a film. And they also have other activities happening in the Festival Hub. And so one of the shows that they provided there is curated by Sydney Contemporary Art. And they do like an art fair every year, which is in Carriageworks. And they also have other events like Art Month Sydney, where you can go and check out a bunch of galleries. And then there's a small party afterwards, which they organize. And I've also performed at one of them. And so at the Festival Hub, they've curated 13 artists and they're all showing different video works. So there'll be 6 big screens in the space, and then our works will just be looping over the period of the festival. So I have my video work showing. It's called Primitive Nostalgia, which I made in 2014. And so that's one of the works that's included and that you can go and check out.
What's about Primitive Nostalgia?
In Primitive Nostalgia, it's like a 5.5-minute video work that I made. So it concerns the representation of cultural groups in Hollywood films. So what I've actually done in terms of making this is I've made a montage out of super popular and recognizable dance sequences from Hollywood films. So some of the movies I've used are Coming to America, also Gidget Goes Hawaiian. And I've kind of cut out these dance scenes from the movies, and I've placed myself in them using the green screen. So I guess the most popular one that I've done so far, which has been used in the program, is from West Side Story. And yeah, so I've put myself into these dance clips and I perform the choreography with these groups. That's pretty much the video. And I guess you have to just go and check it out, because I deal with a lot of kind of blurrings of genres, of racial identities. And I think for me, in making this work, is a response to how I deal with my own identity of being Filipina.
Yeah, you are very interested in different kinds of dances coming from different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And this shows the different cultures and the different styles, but you incorporate them all together. Why is that?
Well, in terms of choosing what was available in terms of Hollywood films, there were kind of popular choices there. But also, I guess it comes a lot in terms of dealing with my identity of being a Filipina. And so I was born in Sydney, but I visited the Philippines once when I was three, and then I hadn't visited again since last year. So that was,
it was about long. 25
years of not having visited the Philippines. And so I went back last year and, you know, already having an arts practice and being an artist and having a particular lens of viewing the Philippines, I just realized a lot of things. My mum is from Manila, so she's Tagalog, and my dad's Kapampangan, from Pampanga. I was mostly in that area when I was little, but I went again in last year with Tribal and Contemporary Dance Company from San Francisco, because I also lived in San Francisco for a little while, and they're called Cool Arts. And so they do these kind of like cultural tours or cultural immersion programs. And it takes you, this particular program that they did, we were taken to Mindanao. We spent time with five different tribal groups in Mindanao. And then I spent a bit of time in Boracay as well, just for the beach. But I just realized like how much there is to Filipino culture in terms of like it having, you know, a tribal element to it and the history of it, but also, you know, we're an archipelago, so then there's a real like island element to it, and then you have all your waves of colonization. So it made me realize like how diverse the Philippines is, and I wasn't so aware of that. And I think that comes through a lot through like, you know, folklore and dance and arts and crafts. And so for me, which is still part of what I'm kind of exploring right now in terms of Filipino identity, is looking at what exactly that is and what exactly that is for me and how I can kind of express that. And so I guess that when it comes to dancing, I've always wondered why, you know, I can pick up or dance, perform quite well particular styles of dance, do some hula from Hawaii. I've been dancing flamenco for a little while, but I also do dancehall, which is very much more Afro-based, African-based, and a bit hip-hop and contemporary. And then I've also been doing Indonesian dance for a long time, and there are very, very similar ties with the Philippines there, well, the South, especially in Mindanao.
Yep.
And so I feel like all of these come through within my own body memory. Yeah, so my own body memory translates these dances quite well, and I think that comes from my ancestry being in the Philippines. And having acknowledged that the Philippines does have, is a tribal culture, I think has helped a lot in terms of the kind of art that I make and then also how I dance.
And are you starting to learn the Filipino dances now?
Yes. Well, yeah, so when I was over there, I learned a couple of dances, but I find that it's very difficult to learn some Filipino dances in Sydney. So this year, I do have a residency in July in New York, and then I'm going to, that's for a month, and then I'm going to go back to San Francisco and do a mentorship with Aleluya Panis, who is the director of the Cool Arts in San Francisco. And then there's another group in Toronto that I was hoping to do a small like mentorship or some training with, called Hatal, and they're quite new. They've been around for 2 years, and I feel like I definitely love to do some training with them, because they look at also kind of fusing traditional folkloric Filipino dances with more contemporary, so they'll do some hip-hop styles with it.
Are they more engaged there than in Sydney?
Most definitely, yeah. I can't find anything here. I'm finding it quite difficult to locate maybe like a dance troupe or who practice traditional dance. I know there are some, but I'm not sure.
Maybe you can start doing it when you come back from those trainings.
I would love to. Yeah. But I was hoping maybe like with the consulate in the Philippines, they had maybe like a dance program where I could go to the Philippines and learn all the dances and then bring them back here to Sydney. But I guess that's something I have to investigate. But I'm kind of working, there might be a pretty big Filipino project now with Blacktown Art Center, which was happening next year. So the curator there, Pascal, he's kind of approached a few Filipino artists, and so hopefully we'll be making something that you guys would be interested in covering as well for next year.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that. As an artist and a performance maker, how do you tackle culture and other issues of identity in incorporating them in your, I know you're very particular in the kind of arts and dances that you do and collaborate in your works, but how do you put them all together?
Yeah, this is an interesting question. I guess I tend to look at a lot of representations, particularly of women of color. And so in terms of dealing with the politics of, you know, I guess I would call it like, yeah, approaching it within through intersectionality, where, you know, these issues of being of feminism, but also of race, do have a place where they do come together, and which is quite unique. So I think that these issues can be quite difficult to deal with, and the way in which I go approaching them is through quite, like, you know, like a light-hearted tone in my work that sometimes can be quite funny. And so I think by having this particular approach, it is quite accessible to deal with these issues that are actually, at the end of the day, quite serious. So I look a lot at using or sampling popular culture, which a lot of people can relate to, and sometimes subverting that or recontextualizing it to deal with my own issues of being a woman of color. So I guess, yeah, that's kind of been my main strategy in approaching the issues of race and ethnicity, yeah.
With your works, what do you want to impart to your audience in understanding the different culture, including your Filipino heritage?
I guess just to, you know, especially growing up in Australia, in terms of there hasn't been a lot of representation of people of colour, particularly in mainstream media, especially of Filipinos. The Filipinos aren't really, you know, like on TV or in movies or anything. And so I guess in terms of being able to make art, just bring to light, you know, some of these issues, but also have a point of reference for particularly women of colour in a more, I guess, the art that I make, you know, not exactly mainstream, but it gets a bit more underground, I guess. But it sometimes it does get picked up at like date galleries. And I think it's really great to have that opportunity and to have that kind of representation in public.
And you will continue doing this?
Yes. I don't know how to do anything else. of course, I have projects for the next year. So I think that this kind of platform and art of making art has been really great for me to, you know, not only have a creative outlet, but also to be able to deal with identity and, yeah, anything that I'm interested in, I can kind of put into an artwork. And so, yeah, I feel like this kind of practice, a career, could have some longevity. And it's also quite fun. And it's really great to meet other people who are also other artists and who are experiencing same particular issues. So, yeah, definitely we'll continue doing it.
And we look forward to that. But yeah. Since I have you now, we can also talk about is there any other projects that is coming up for you anytime soon?
Yes, I'm in a residency at the moment at Casula Powerhouse Art Center. That goes on for another 3 weeks. The public is invited. It's an open studio, so which means they've just given us a gallery space for the duration of, just say, an exhibition. So it's a public studio, and you can come in, and it's me and 6 other artists, and you can come and ask us any questions about our practice or just come in and see what we're doing. So most of us are there about 3 times a week. Also, I have an exhibition in Melbourne next week. It's called Screen as a Room, and that's going to be a video installation, and I'll also be doing a performance on the opening night, and that's at the Substation in Melbourne, which is in Newport. And then I go away for a couple of residencies. One's in New York at MPAC upstate in Troy. And then I'll come back later on this year. And then I have a final show this year. It's a solo exhibition, which is a gallery show, which is at First Draft in Woolloomooloo, which is an artist-run initiative in ARI. And I'm working towards that show at the moment. So I'll be showing a couple of video works, but I'll also be working on some sculptural installations, which I am currently making at Casula at the moment. And then I also have another studio artist residency in Waverley for the second half of this year when I come back.
Do you still sleep?
Yeah. No, I don't actually. I am so stressed. So I don't really sleep anymore. But I also, you know, if you want to come and dance with me, I do teach weekly dance classes every Monday night at Dance Central in Surrey Hills. And I do an hour of reggaeton at 7:30 and an hour of dance hall booty at 8:30. And that's just a lot of fun. So not super arty, but more just an outlet for exercise and to learn about cultural dance. Busy, yeah. Super busy, but it's good. I feel quite lucky to be able to practice art full time, because I do realize how competitive it is in Sydney and how hard it is to make a living from making art. So yeah, I just feel super lucky and blessed to be able to do this. Yeah, and so my work luckily has been picked up a fair bit, but also I think it's, you know, it's very much about presenting or offering, a unique voice. And I guess a lot of that, you know, comes from being Filipina, but also because I do have a dance practice. So, and I do have a background in photography. So it's about offering new things and, yeah, having quite a strong opinion, especially for me, being a woman of color, being able to talk about cultural politics.
And for those interested in your workshops, how can they get more information?
I do have a website where I more kind of a portfolio of my artworks, but usually there are lists if I've got any upcoming shows. So my website is www.carolinegarcia.com.au. Yeah, otherwise you can follow me on Instagram, which I use actually quite a lot. So that would be @_GarciaGram. And yeah, and then we can follow each other back and yeah, connect there.
Thank you very much, Caroline Garcia, for sharing your story and your works.
Great, thank you so much.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.